Tech, WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. We are positively no longer in Baltimore. We're in Harford County, just across the line in Mountain Road and Blair Road on our way up to Bel Air. We are in Falston. We are at the local elevated comfort food. I am going to elevate this crab cake tour up a notch. The plate weighs about a ton. It feels like it has like 10 pounds of crab cake. Two delicious crab cake. A little pan fried here, maybe the way I like it. We're up here in Falston, courtesy of our friends at the Maryland Lottery. We're giving away these Maryland scratch-offs to everybody in the bar. We got a big party coming in here, and our friends at Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. If it's still May, you're still in for buy two, get two free, and 5 years, 0% financing. That financing is going to go away because money's gotten expensive. And this lady knows a little bit about that because she's in business herself. I missed you a couple weeks ago.
I know.
I had Pappas crab cakes and my Philly pretzel joint up there. By the way, you can freeze them and they're good. They're a buck a piece. They're delicious. You, meanwhile, have this studio in the thing.
Yes.
You're a Raven cheerleader who's directly related to Scott Keck. Hi, Scott. You can give up your cheerleader niece to me in Harford County. Business owner, workout fiend. I don't even know how to say it. Was in line.
Stay in line.
Stay in line.
Bar.
Bar.
Yep. Just like
is that
bar.
French or is that like Quebec French? What is that?
Just bar, like a ballet
where,
bar.
But where? So a ballet bar is B-A-R-R-E. I didn't know that's what
B-A-R-R-E.
It's called.
Mm-hmm.
All right, look. I mean, I know Baryshnikov did it and whatnot, you know, and I was not. My mother tried. She used to watch Lawrence Welk.
Okay.
And the guy would do the tap dance thing, you know. And she always wanted me to be a tap dancer. And I went to tap dance once at 6 years old. And I'm like, Mom, I'm going to play baseball. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not.
Right. You weren't into that.
So I didn't, even though I was caught by the mayor getting it at Janet Jackson 2 weeks ago because I dance. But I did not. So B-A-R-R-E, bar.
Correct.
That is the name of the thing.
The name of that specific workout.
I've used it. I mean, used it when I did PT on my back. You know, just
Stretching a bit.
Right. Okay.
Like an actual ballet bar that's secured into the wall. You can hang on it. You can lean on it. You hold
it. So everybody in your class is using the wall because that's part of the routine.
At points in that bar class, yes. A lot is body weight, too. There's a lot of planks.
See, I'm a hot yoga guy.
So you get that.
So
you
like,
get that.
Totally. I mean, plank has made me the man I am. Makes me fit into these fantastic shirts.
Yes, and
I'm 55. I'm sexier than I've ever been.
You look great.
I mean, but part of this is like you have to sweat. You have to put the time in. You have to find something you love.
Correct.
Which is like where I am with you because I had Planet Fit. I began my day with Planet Fitness because they're doing 14 to 19 year old people free all summer. It's a beautiful program. And I said, when I was a kid, I went to Holiday Spa over in Dundalk, North Point. Cost my parents a fortune. It was this long term club thing. And then like they really weren't interested in getting you in shape, and they didn't really prepare your here. Come on in.
Yeah,
the steam room's in the back. You know what I mean? Like whatever. I find that as an adult, I don't want a treadmill. My knees don't like running in that way. I need that. I need an environment that supports me. And I had a football player turn me on to hot yoga, Brian Baldinger. Yo, Baldy. turned me on to it in 1999, and I've been doing hot yoga 24 years now.
And
for anybody that falls in love with something, and I told my wife I was coming in hanging with you today, and she knew it, but she knew how to pronounce it too, but she didn't tell me it's the name of.
Yeah,
that's what B-A-R-R-E would mean for the dudes.
It's
the
bar.
Ballet bar. So what will I get? If I come and I want something hot, challenging, you know.
Yes.
Like, I want to sweat. I want to be juicy when I get off the mat.
Then you need to go with one of our more intense instructors, number one.
Okay.
And then add that a little bit of cardio aspect, plus, like, you're going to have a good time.
Well, Natalie told me there's music. She did the show at Pappas.
It's a lot of it is choreographed.
Okay.
So, like, when I do a lot of my routines, if the ladies are standing at the bar and I have them lower down to a slower beat, hold, pulse, 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 hold, and
so at this point, we're doing low, low.
Yeah, yeah, right. Low, low, low.
Yeah, yeah.
So, right, they're holding on that bar. They're lowering down, and they pause.
Hold on. Hold my crab cakes while I do that.
Yeah, see, exactly.
10 pounds of crab cakes.
Right?
Hey, all right.
And then you can go half.
All right.
Half.
I'm getting a lesson right here.
Oh, yeah, we're going to go half.
I'm at the local. I'm doing bar.
We're doing bar at the table.
The bar would be the table. The bar would be here.
So the spine is nice and straight.
Straight.
The core is tight.
All right.
And you're
so this is
doing
just
half.
Basically chair. Half. I'm just doing chair.
Yeah.
I'm just doing your weights
and your heels.
I'm feeling that.
Your core is tight though. Those shoulders are back, and you're not relying on that bar. That's only there for somewhat of support.
Angel, can I eat my crab cake now?
Maybe.
All right. Angel Winters here. She is from Stay in Line.
Yes. Stay in line.
Where's the Stay in Line? Give me the name.
So it's hashtag Stay in Line.
Okay.
So pretty much we're telling everybody with your goals, your fitness goals, your mental health, you just stay in line with those goals and you'll succeed. So that's my whole motto. Stay in line. Keep coming. Stay in line. Keep your fitness.
No offense.
Yeah.
Where did this come from? Like, I don't know. Like, I've never heard. I've done a lot of 31 years. I've talked about Nautilus this, workout that, eat this, drink that, run here.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how to pronounce your sport or your
right.
Your
so
thing,
bar's
right?
been around for a while. And I took bar at Merritt Athletic Club. They had like one or two classes a week. And I was like, I really love this. You go to the beat and being a cheerleader, I picked right up on that.
Okay.
And then I love the challenging of the lower weight, high reps. So, like, you're doing 3 or 5 pound weights and you're repping and you're like, oh my gosh, my shoulders are gonna fall off. But then everything I've just toned. So, like, I really believe in it. And for anybody can do it.
And then you turned it into a business.
And then, correct. So, my husband previously had this business. That's a long story, but he needed help taking that over.
but for you, so your background is you're from Harford County. Yeah.
I'm actually from like Baltimore City. Like
okay.
I grew up in that Parkville Hamilton area.
Okay,
my father was Baltimore City police officer.
Okay,
so I grew up down there. I moved up here.
Like Coachella. Coachella. He came by and did the show at Pappas a couple weeks ago. He lives in the neighborhood. He knew about all your place and like all.
We're tight. I used to do this all the time when I cheered with Ravens. I talked to him. We did 98 Rock constantly.
Well. For me, when it's something that's new,
mm-hmm.
and look, the first time Baldinger said to me, you got to do yoga, you got to do hot yoga, and I'm like...
You're like, what?
You remember, like, Marsha Brady had a yoga class, in a Brady Bunch episode, and I'm like, yoga, like, isn't that something that's like an Eastern Indian? Like, you get on a mat and you ohm a little bit or whatever, and... I gatewayed into it, and it's not for everybody, and I've tried to turn some people on to
right.
it or whatever. It's worked for me
right.
in that I had knee surgery in 06, so running became much
too
more
much.
Problematic for me. Mm-hmm. And then there's just the something you're going to do that you can meditate, think, challenge yourself, see results.
Exactly.
Feel the difference. When I'm in shape, I sleep 4 hours a night. So people think that's crazy. My father was 55 when I was 5. I'll be 55 this year, mm-hmm. right? So and I couldn't believe my dad would take me to Memorial Stadium when mm-hmm. I was a kid, take the bus home, get home at 11 o'clock, and get up at 4 in the morning and go down the point and put in 8 hours, right?
Woo-wee.
Yeah, right? I mean, that's my
yeah.
father. And I would think, man, how does Pop do that? Like, he only sleeps a couple hours. Now that I get older, I sleep less, but being in shape,
yes, and
I sleep so much better. Better,
you get better
and,
quality
and way shorter.
Correct.
That hour or two I give to staying in shape comes back to me in work
truth.
Time. I love my business. I love doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You're clearly a serial entrepreneur. We'll get into your cannabis
yeah,
business
definitely.
And Bobby and what he's doing.
Oof.
But for well and obviously the world's about to change in a couple weeks in
yeah.
a Willy Wonka kind of way,
yes.
really. But I would say for people that say what are the benefits. I can't even equate to someone that's unhealthy the difference of being healthy.
And it
you know?
Really is.
Because I've been both.
You're making better choices, right? When it comes to food, when it comes to...
Well, these crab cakes aside,
yeah.
the asparagus, I'm all
well,
about that asparagus.
The crab cakes are great. That's seafood.
I'm getting this
low fork. Low carb.
Because
yeah.
this is a crab cake. You don't mind that I have a crab cake on a crab
I
cake
I don't
tour.
Mind in
sure.
the least. You
well,
enjoy.
The chef's so busy. He's got a big party. Shout out to Zach. He's a chef of the year.
He's amazing.
And it's just, it got busy here today, and I respect that. So he sent these out for me to share with her. tell everybody about Stay in Line Bar and like... It's in the Pappas parking lot. You're 50 feet
yeah,
away.
Absolutely.
You're sort of in North Bel Air. Are there other bars or staying? Like,
yeah,
tell me about
we
it.
Have a couple studios around the area. I mean, we differentiate ourselves in many ways, though. We just had our lead instructor. Her name's Tina Marchese. She just became certified and our only Maryland certified fly dance instructor.
Hold on. Natalie told me about this. Clancy, yes. I love you. I'm talking about getting in shape. I'll drink beer with you later, all right? She told me about the fly. Give me this, because this is ropey, kind of?
No. What is so this? You think, when you think fly, you're thinking it's on a rope. No, fly dance. Fly dance is a concept. You've heard of Zumba. You've done Zumba.
Okay, so I had Gigi, my high school friend, Gigi Causey, on the Crab Cake Tour a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And she has a Zumba thing down by Skateland and Bel-Air.
Yeah.
And she went to school to be a Broadway dancer,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. Good for
30
her.
Years ago. And this is her mojo, and it makes me happy watching her do
yes,
it.
Yes.
Because movement's
cardio,
where it's at, man.
But it's fun cardio. You're not on that
What's
treadmill.
Fly? What is that?
So
hip-hop
fly dance, it, yeah. So it's like Zumba, like on steroids. It's like with all the upbeat,
See,
fun
I'm Latin,
music.
I like me some Zumba.
Yeah, and Zumba's wonderful. But when it comes, okay, give you an example.
Go ahead.
The TikTok
this
dances.
Good. Oh, this
I'm glad you love it. Zach's incredible.
Oh my God.
Clearly why he's chef of the year.
That's really nice. Yeah. All right. Keep going. She's talking on me. It's Crab Cake Tour with the local.
So when it comes down, you know, to that, the fly dancing, we separated ourselves with that because we saw it on TikTok. Right? TikTok dances became very popular. All the girls, you know, see little ones and even teenagers and adults. During COVID, what did they have to do? They learned these TikTok dances and they did them. Well, anyway, we're looking on TikTok. There was this fly dance, and it's a whole group, men, women, all ages, sizes, everything. And they're learning this fun choreography. And it drew to me because of being a Ravens cheerleader. So, like, I love choreography. I love
I saw Janet Jackson 2 weeks ago down at CFG Bank, and I saw the dudes around her, and they were like, no offense to Janet. I mean, she's older, you know? I mean, like, she's still Michael's sister, and she's still my little Penny. But... The male dancers around her kind of stole the show from me.
Yeah,
they were a little younger, and it reminded me of, like, I'll make something funny, but like John Travolta staying alive when he was in shape in the second movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just sort of this crazy
presence and performance.
So I'm thinking, like, that kind of dancing around like a Janet Jackson thing.
Women
that's
are
just
picking up on this, and they're feeling confident. And it's in so my studio is a comfortable environment. I know, you know, women walk into gyms, and even some men, and they're like, I don't know what to do with this. Going to a class, you have pretty much a personal trainer.
That's why I never did, like, step aerobics or whatever, because I always felt like a jag off, you know, like I don't know the up and the down
and
I didn't think people were looking at me. It wasn't like that. It was just more of the frustration of I'm not doing it right and I'm never going to get it right.
Excuse me.
I'm not, you know, like that. I'm not good at it, and I don't know that I'm going to hang in long enough.
And
like
some
golf.
Feel that way.
Hang in long enough to get good at it, you know.
But then there's women that come in there. They want to learn that. They go, oh my gosh, I did have dreams of learning. Almost like they have it even at Barrel House, like the line dancing.
Oh, sure. Country line dancing's it. Right.
Yeah. So they have the country line dancing. I've even done that with my stepdaughter.
I can do the electric slide.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I can do that one.
But at the same time, I want to implement another fun modality at Stay in Line that people can come and have no experience, learn a dance. If they love it. They don't.
All right.
Then they do bar.
I'm going to try to come up.
Yes.
And do something.
And we have yoga.
I'm interested in it, in that, you know, one time trying it out and seeing like what it would do for my back and stretching. And I don't like every kind of yoga. People are like, oh, you're into yoga. Man, yoga's like, it's like saying I like cars. What kind of cars?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I like vinyasa. That's my thing. It's a total flow. You move the whole time. It's not grunty, hold long, 45.
Right.
You know, and my first yoga instructor told me, and maybe this is something that you could, as somebody that gets in shape and selling it to the public where you want them to have good experience. My first yoga teacher, before it was hot, teaching me four corners, basic balance, where you would want to be aligned, not out over, hurting your
downward
back, turning your head
that.
When you're inverted, just the things that are basic tenets that don't get hurt on the mat. First day of class, I'll never forget this. His name is Moses Brown. He's a beautiful man, jolly man, happy man.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, if you're not smiling, you're not doing yoga.
Yeah.
And I always think of that when I'm like dog ass, an hour and a half, sweat everywhere. I'm sitting there. I'm just a mess.
Yes.
I'm thinking, breathe and try to smile. Laugh at yourself. Just try to keep your countenance about you, because the whole part of like working out, maybe grunting and holding your breath. And, you know,
that just
like,
doesn't do it for
you. It doesn't do it for me. You know, like that's not something joyful for me. Right.
And everybody is different. everyone. So that I created a safe place for anyone to come in and enjoy their workout.
Breathing part of this and active, is there a heat part of this for?
There's not. I don't have,
but
like,
you
it's
will
not,
heat up.
When it comes to the fly dance or bar and then yoga, yes. But then we have more of a restorative yoga to where you really wouldn't heat up, essentially. Just more into your stretching and more.
I mean, my wife goes to these restorative classes. She's like, I was there an hour. We did three poses. I'm
right.
Like,
and that's
I call that a nap. I call that shavasana is what
right,
I call
right.
That.
And everybody's different.
Angel Winter's here. Her hubby, Bobby, is also involved in the cannabis space.
Working.
That's across the bridge, right? That's Cecil
Perryville. Cannon?
Mm-hmm. Perryville.
Yes.
So I do a lot of business with the Hollywood Casino up there.
Oh,
a bunch of bands
perfect.
Coming up. My boys in the Pineapple Band are coming up in a couple of weeks up there as well. And we're going to be doing a lot with them in football season as well. Man, everything's changing, right? From medical cards, which everybody had applied for, this, that, to now whatever July 1st
yes.
is going to be. I was at an event. I was at Preakness over the weekend, so I saw Westmore, Johnny O, like Stuart Pittman.
Nice.
I had Glassman up at. We have a councilman here right now.
Yes.
For me, the politics of it, mm-hmm. the implementation of it, mm-hmm. and then the whole stigma of all of these years,
correct.
Fighting through all that. And I've talked. I've had a lot of people on the air talking about cannabis, from athletes using to distributors to all the politics around it. You and your family have been
yes.
on the front line to this.
100%.
This last 5 or 6 weeks before it, everything's about to change all over again. Mm-hmm. And it's been a changing cash business, all these different things that you don't have at Stay in Line Bar, and that they don't have at the local, and
correct.
I don't have at WNSC. The gloves are about to come off in a big way, and I know your family's been studying this and investing
yes,
in this.
Yes. My husband, this has been a long time coming for recreational.
Talk about cannabis, I'll eat crab cakes.
Oh, we'll it's all good. Cakes. Yeah, I mean, cannabis and crab cakes. Oh, perfect. Well, look, there's another business idea.
I'm eating this slow. Delicious.
So, my husband's number one priority are his patients. That's why he went into this industry when it comes to cannabis and getting people away or just from big pharma, essentially. He wanted to help, people that were addicted to opioids. That was his number one.
I hear this all the time.
And number one priority. And people who, weren't as educated with this, which is completely understandable because
well,
this is a new
concept.
Well, they
made movies for 100 years about it being like leading to
right.
murder and crazy
right.
stuff. Right.
Which at the end of the day, you're going to get more of a bar fight than you are of people that are smoking cannabis.
Well, yeah. Fighting over tasty cakes, probably. Yes.
Right. They're going to be taking shots and fighting, not with cannabis. But that was why he... went with this dispensary. So then now that we're going recreational to where it's open to everyone, which is similarly governed like liquor.
Sure.
This is a new animal for all of us, and we're trying to do it properly. We are going to do it properly, but it's a lot that goes into it, and especially with Annapolis and this just being signed. And this, like you said, if this opens up the floodgates for anyone to come in and purchase. And I don't know the specific. He knows more.
There was just so much investment made
yes!
from the grower side, distributor side. There was so much convoluted legislature about it. And to have it just be now going out fully
yes.
into the open. And it feels quickly to a 55-year-old guy. It feels like this. We didn't talk about this the first 50 years of my life. Then we talked about it for 5 minutes. And now...
Yes.
We're here, and we're not putting the genie back in the bottle. Hey, I talk about this all the time. I'm giving lottery tickets away. We're at the local. I talk about gambling on your phone, right?
Yes.
I was at the racetrack all last week talking to these. I said to all my horse racing guys, I'm like, you guys are the only degenerates I knew that gamble 365 days a year. But you did it at the track. You like the horses, all that. Now we're in a different environment where Ben McDonald's giving me propositions to bet in the fourth inning on the third inning in the middle of the baseball game.
Yeah.
Like, it's happened quick.
Yep.
And that's the only thing I can sort of compare it to is
yes.
saying something that you just couldn't do that you had to see Louis the bookie and the mafia to do, or buying weed, which you had to have a guy who was connected to some black market bad place
mm-hmm.
and fentanyl, like all the awful stuff that's going on. I like the fact that we've legislated this into a place of safety
yes.
and of beyond common sense use. Something we're all talking about
correct.
Instead of hiding in a basement somewhere.
Right. And there was a stigma. And I mean, It was a stigma. My father was chief of police in Annapolis.
Oh, of course.
Department of General Services.
Put people away for this.
Right. He put people away for this. Now I'm putting the cat out of the bag a little bit. He's going to be working with my husband at the dispensary. So he's changed from a police hat with this was what he was locking people up for to now supporting because he's understanding the concept of this making people better.
This can be, this will be, I believe, a good thing if it's managed the right way.
Correct.
Right? So concerns from your husband's point of view and what's mm-hmm. going on, you know, we talk about these things all the time on the show. What are the concerns from how this is going to roll out? Because it's got to be multiple, right?
This is a new animal, obviously, for the state of Maryland.
Sure.
Then with my husband, because he is a rule follower, making sure he does everything right.
Well, they have to get the rules down first. The first thing was 90 days ago, there's no rules.
Correct. Right? So now everyone is... I don't want to say scrambling, but putting their heads together to make this the best effective way.
Well, you all knew it was coming.
Yeah, we knew it was coming, but there was just like all these, you know, there's rumors and this is happening and that and whatever. Now that we have, you know, the bill signed and we're going forward with this, we just want to make sure it is seamless. Like, example, we'd love to have you up for July 1 at the dispensary to do this. So there will be medical line, recreational line. We're still encouraging people to get their medical cards because it'll be more of an express line to where if you're an ill patient, you can.
So there will be a benefit to having a medical card.
Absolutely. And so he was not shying people away from going to get their medical card. But when it comes down to, obviously, the recreational use, they'll be in a different line. He's going to have, you know, multiple iPads, checkout stations and things. The bud tenders are amazing at NCW, which is Nature's Care and Wellness.
Okay.
To assist with what, you know, somebody comes in, I'm having anxiety or I want this, I don't smoke, I'd like a gummy.
I'm wondering how many people don't have a medical card that want to explore, figure it out, whatever. I wonder if that's a big percentage or a small percentage. I just wonder.
I know.
Some people say, well, I'd like to, but it was much of a hassle or my privacy, and I didn't want to give the state my, you know, whatever any of that was that kept them away, that's now going to make them a consumer, a customer, a patient, however you want to use the terminology, that on July 1,
we are going from 2% of the population, which was medical cards, to 20% of the population.
Really?
Yes.
You believe that?
Oh, I know that. From listening to him and all the research and everything that's going forward with this,
I'm skeptical of that. You know, I'm skeptical of Lamar Jackson winning the Super Bowl too. People get pissed at me about that, but that is I would agree with you. So I would totally agree that 20% of the population or more wants to participate in whatever way. Legal, illegal, medical, non-medical, my neighbor has a card, whatever people are doing to obtain, which they were always doing anyway, right?
Let's just be honest. I'm from Dundalk,
right? So it is what it is. So people were always doing it anyway. So like gambling, it's like, because it's mobile, everybody was doing it. Now they have a conduit to maybe not do it well. This is kind of feels the opposite to me with cannabis. That only 2% of the state has a card.
It's going from 2% of the population to.
Now, that doesn't seem like a crazy number. Two out of 100 people would go through the trouble.
Because honestly, what my husband was doing with marketing when we were at events, he'd have a booth set up to explain because people aren't educated in this.
Well, there's no
benefits.
Where would they go?
And where would they go?
And who would they trust?
Correct. So that's why I feel like it's a bit smaller of the population because anywhere we were, people were like, "Wait a minute, I'm scared of that," or I did this once in high school and I felt this way. And then we have our educated bud tenders and employees at NCW going, look, you have anxiety, it's different terpenes.
This will
there's
help.
So much. Oh my goodness, you're back. You're taking, I don't know, oxycodone. Well, let's try this. Let's switch over to this. You're not going to have these side effects.
This work in indica, get you sleep at night, get you sleeping better.
Right,
of course. Absolutely.
Exactly, especially with the sleep. There's like CBN, which helps with sleep and keeping you. I've learned so much.
Well, I mean, it's a science about cannabinoids and you know, what's gone into this.
Endocannabinoid system. We wouldn't have one if it wasn't for some purpose in our bodies.
She's bringing us wisdom. It's Angel Windsor. She's here. We're at the local. We're having these crab cakes that came recommended. Natalie is still here. She's the original, the originator of coming out to the local. I had met Zach before. You can go check Natalie out. She's up at Baltimore Positive. She still shows up at Pappas with me. And at some point, I'm going to get Bobby out as well.
Yeah, he's working.
You guys end up working and traveling and doing all that stuff.
So
I want to talk about the local a little bit and about the crab cake here because she recommended it. And more than that, when I came up the backside, because I came from the Loch Raven, Union area. I came up the backside, so I didn't come 95. I didn't go past Mountain Branch. And just turning the corner and seeing friends of mine, 70% of my high school friends live up here, right? I'm from Dundalk, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's in Harford County. And I'll see Falston, Bear House. I'll see Mucho Gusto. I'll see the Hawaiian Grinds. I'll see Local. Right. I'll see Pappas. I'll see somebody else opened up here. Another friend of mine opened a Bel Air location.
Wait, hold on. Was it Das Beer?
Das Beer
Hall.
Yeah, there's another. Right? Scott opened up. So, and Looney's came up here,
I mean,
20 years ago. This guy, before I got married, he came up here. Mm-hmm. McGurk's. But this has really become a food area. Like,
yes.
And it breaks my heart for Baltimore because you don't have to get in your car in Falston and drive down to the city anymore.
But,
and, you know, I'm all about Baltimore positive. But seeing communities like this take on places that look like they've been here a long time. It's been here less than 2 years.
Yes.
The third plague, it wasn't here.
This was a Pizza Hut.
And it was it really?
This was an original Pizza Hut. Yep.
Nobody told me that.
Oh, yeah.
Lou didn't tell me this Pizza Hut.
Yeah,
I was wondering how a joint like this gets in a neighborhood with a Waffle House and a Dunkin'.
This was originally that. And then...
Well, my friends at State Fair in Catonsville, it was a Friendly's for a generation.
Yep.
And it's completely rethought into local, great chef, great food,
yes.
Great menu.
Yes, locally sourced.
Everything.
I mean, we have the Top Chef.
Restaurant Association. The place has gotten so popular. They're having a big party here out on the deck. And he got stuck back in the kitchen. So he sent Lou out, but he did send the crab cakes. And I'm working on it. I'm trying to talk and eat at the same time without spitting too much or biting my lip. But for living this part of the world and loving... You moved up here, right?
I did. Yeah. I'm a Baltimore, Hamilton, Parkville girl.
How long have you been up here?
Since a senior high school. So, I'm thinking, now you're aging me. Like 15 years?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just so young, these babies.
Did I do the math right? Kind of 15, 17 years?
But having a local place, and I know this is one of your favorite places as well. You guys are involved in what's going on here.
Yes, we are. Yeah, we're the investors.
Sure.
So we met Zach. His talent was incredible. Completely impressed my husband and myself.
I'm going to eat his talent right now.
Oh, my gosh. And my husband and I, and Zach, and his fiance, Natalie, blonde Natalie behind the bar, worked very well together. And then we have an management team, like Lou. So with his expertise, when it came down to the culinary expert.
I'm trying to figure out what's in it. I always do that.
Right?
That's my thing.
Right, so.
This crab cake, it tastes like. When I was a boy, we cleaned the crabs, and I wouldn't eat as I went along.
Yeah.
I'd take all the meat and pile it up.
Oh, you did that? I did not have the willpower.
No, I was a meat piler upper.
Oh, I'm like
I'd sit there, I'd clean three crabs, and we were little crabs, and we grew up poor in Dundalk, but we cleaned the crabs out, and I put it all together, and I have one big ball. I swear to God, I mean this with all my heart, and I mean this in the most positive. This tastes like I balled it up. Like it just tastes like
because we don't
taste like
minimal,
summer.
If any, and like
it tastes like summer is what it tastes like. It's really, really good crab cake.
Because it's more of the crab cake. Because that's what a crab cake is.
Delicious. Look at
yes.
that.
Yes,
man. All right.
But well, yeah, so that's how that all happened. I mean, we met. Zach.
What's your favorite thing here?
Oh my gosh, I love the filet. I'm a filet girl, I feel like whenever I come here, I'm in the mood for steak. There's so much. The beef carpaccio is insane.
Everybody recommended the cheesesteak egg rolls.
Oh, that too.
That's what they hit
me on. That's a favorite for everyone.
And the beef stroganoff. My wife loves beef stroganoff, so.
But that's like for two, so you'll be having leftovers.
I'm not going to eat the asparagus right now because for obvious reasons, I'm going to be sweating it a little bit.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay in line bar.
That's right.
I didn't know how to pronounce. I still don't want to call it bar. It's bar?
Stay in line bar. It's a bar workout.
It has an R and E on the end.
We even tell our girls. They're bar babes.
My son's name is Barry.
Okay.
And it has two syllables. Barry. Like bar.
Barry.
Barry. I kept calling it Barry. I didn't know how to call it.
Bar. Just bar. Just
bar.
Bar.
Raven cheerleader.
Yes.
How many years? What'd you do?
Ooh, so I did 6. I took off for 8. And I went back for 1.
You did a Pro Bowl turn, right? 1 year?
Yeah. So the year we went to the Super Bowl.
I was still in Honolulu then?
Yeah, Super Bowl,
I mean,
Pro Bowl.
Screw this Gray versus pickup game. It was never any good. It wasn't
so
any good
much.
When you went, but at least the experience was, going over to Wahoo
yes.
and doing all that.
Oh,
that
it was incredible. I mean, I was the only representative from the Ravens because everyone was at Super Bowl. So I had to go to Hawaii, then fly back into Maryland, meet my girls. Then we went to New Orleans, and then we won that. So that was cheering for the Ravens was the best years of my life.
Well, I wrote a book about it. I'm going to give you a copy. I got a copy of Purple Rain around here somewhere.
Oh,
I put
great.
It on the chair.
Oh,
there,
yeah.
Right there. Yeah, we're right on the chair over
nice.
There.
Nice.
The one for you, Purple Rain 1 and Purple Rain 2.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Well, that's the first one. You were just a baby in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But the second one, you're working hard.
Purple Rain 1, Purple Rain 2. This is cool.
Yeah. Resig didn't put you on the cover, but this had a happy ending. How about these Orioles, huh? Yeah.
I know, right? Well, I mean, obviously, I'm more of a football girl, clearly, like... This is what was my love.
A Hamilton girl doesn't go to baseball games?
I know I did, but I'm just not cheerleader, you know? If the Orioles had cheerleaders, it'd be different.
Well, we got a quarterback. We have a chance. We have a good roster. I'm heartened by the kind of year we're going to have.
Yeah.
And you're done. You're done cheering?
I am done.
You're not going to be the 60-year-old goes back and does 1 year?
No, I was the 33-year-old that went back and did 1 year.
And that was a little too old.
Right, because I started at 19, retired 25. And then when I met my husband, he's amazing, and he was so supportive. And I said, I miss it.
Listen, I dated a cheerleader 20, many years ago. And I had many, Tina, back running things 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They came in, and I was amazed. And I know everything's going on with the Washington cheerleaders, and God bless you weren't one of them, right?
Correct, yeah.
But... how hard it was to make the team, then the expectations, the crazy no pay or whatever the hell, stipend or whatever it was. I just always, like, when it first came, I thought one thing about it. I think differently about it now because I know what they put you guys through. And I know, like, for what you earn and what you do and what they earn and what it represents, I just always felt like it's been imbalanced. I just want to say that not on behalf of, like, defending you or it or the institution. I just know you gave a lot of your life. It's to say, well, you're even cheerleader. That's nice. You're pretty. You bounced around. We got pictures. The amount of effort, practices, years.
And the
mindset.
That's
the thing I think about.
Yes.
That's
and you know what? And it's about. We're so appreciative of that. When I started when I was 19, this was a dream. I didn't care about getting paid.
Well, you watched the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't even know if that show was even on when I was 19.
But then you think about the value of your time.
Yeah, but that as I got older and I was into other things. Now, at that, with the Ravens, they were sending me on calendar shoots. I traveled overseas to Bahrain and Djibouti, performed for troops. I had the experiences that I don't care. I mean, and my coaches, mentors.
Well, if you look back and you honestly say it was the greatest thing you've ever done, then it was.
The best thing I've ever done.
Then it was.
And we were paid clearly nothing to live off of. I worked a full-time job at Johns Hopkins for the chair of radiology.
It was a hard gig, leaving a chair of radiology, going into practice.
And I went right to practice twice a week. I did tons of appearances, Purple Fridays, on a caravan.
You weren't seeing your boyfriend, weren't seeing your husband, weren't seeing friends, weren't doing things.
But it was, I knew I'm a Baltimore girl through and through, that I love that organization. I will always love that organization. And I'm still part of it, an alumni version now. But
we're old enough to have alum cheerleaders. I remember when the old Colts cheerleader would come out, and John Zeman in the early days. It's a brother and sisterhood. I should say brotherhood because of stunt and everything that the Ravens had always had male cheerleaders.
They
it was important to David Modell in the beginning, and of course Michelle as well, who I've known for a lifetime as well.
Love her.
Yeah, Michelle and I. She used to work in Bel Air, and we'd get lunch. The only place that we could get lunch was Chili's.
Oh my gosh,
1999.
That's
right,
because there was nothing.
There was nothing here.
And then you're looking at it now.
Now look at it now. We're at the local. Our friends Natalie and Bobby and Angel sent us up here to the local to be with Zach and to be with Lou. We appreciate the hospitality, the crab cakes. Great guests. Fancy Clancy was here. I feel like I had some baseball love going on. Jay Ellamy came by. I told the story of running in my underwear through downtown Baltimore. You want to go listen to the first segment?
Yeah, I will.
I've been on the air 31 years, but. I was so convinced when we didn't get the team with Jacksonville, I went on the air for a year and a half and said, we're never getting the team. If we get a team, I'll run naked from Hooters to Balls. So Hooters and Balls were sports bars, right? You probably have drank in both of them. You don't know them as Hooters and Balls.
Maybe not.
Balls is the current Pratt Street Ale House.
Okay.
Which is right down the hill from
Correct.
The arena, right?
Yes.
That was Balls.
Okay.
And then it was PJ Crickets and Balls is next door and Hooters. So I told the story about running through the streets of Baltimore, I'm under, we're tidy whities. I can show you the video of it. I was younger, but I'm in better shape now. thanks to Bar Studios.
That's right. No, you can accredit.
I stayed in line.
You can accredit that to your yoga until
you stay
in line.
Where were you running with me? I had Hooters girls that were like chain smoking behind me. They couldn't even keep up with me. It was terrible. It's all on video, too. It's crazy.
That's funny.
I made the news.
I made news, huh?
Jamie Costello put me on the news.
I love that.
All right. We got to get out of here. I have class. Well,
I'm
you have class.
Here.
I have no class. The Maryland Crab Cake Tour, based in Baltimore, but traveling all around the state of Maryland, courtesy of the Maryland Lottery. That's a winner for you.
Love that.
Well, you're of the legal age. Everybody gets to play around here. I'm giving these away. We're going to be at Shannon's in a couple of weeks over in Halethorpe. We're going to be at Spirits West taking the show. We're kicking the 25th anniversary off at Drug City in Dundalk, Costas in Dundalk. We're coming to Fadley's. It is a whole summer tour. It's also brought to you by our friends at Window Nation. I only wear the funny hat when I have the pretty girls on the show. So the Window Nation, 866-90-NATION. Buy two, get two free. If it's still May, you still have this much chance to get 0% financing for 5 years. My thanks to Angel. My thanks to Fancy Clancy, Lou, Jay, Ken, everybody that came out to hang out today here at the local. I text my wife when I walked in. I said, this place is cute. I didn't order the cheesesteak egg roll thing. Be back. I'm going to watch an Oreo game right there. You bring Bobby. We'll get some dinner here one night.
Sounds
I'm
going to
get
good.
That fancy schmancy beef Wellington thing.
Oh,
hack
yeah.
At that
or
thing. Get after
or tomahawk.
It. Little glass of Malbec. Might need an Uber home. Might need a driver
it's
that
all
night.
Good.
All right. We're live in Falston. Sending it back to the studio. I'm Nestor. We are WNST AM 1570. We never stop talking. Baltimore Positive. And these crab cakes right here. They're delicious.